God's love for you goes on and on. When other hearts have failed, this love forgave from Calvary's cross. Where that love was made. But you must believe He wants the best for you. Though your prayers have yet to show, let your heart be strong and your faith arise. As I give you what I know.
I know some of you probably heard me coughing, but I'm just coughing this stuff up out of my chest. Thank God for Jesus this morning. Wow. I feel like I've been to hell and back. And you know what? I have. So first thing, let me deal with this. Jose, I don't know where you are. I know you not too far. And I know you listening. And I know you've been listening since the day I put you out of here. But I want to tell you something this morning. I forgive you. I forgive you in your ignorance. I forgive you. I don't have nothing in my heart against you. You just stupid. And you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself because as we've been living this journey, brothers and sisters, God, the Bible says that in a king's heart, it's according to his own plan and purpose to withhold something from you. And what God will do, he will withhold that thing. And he will cause you, you know, the scriptures say iron, Jennifer R., maybe you could keep up with the scriptures this morning. Help me. Brothers and sisters, I'm not mad with nobody. I don't even have time to be mad or angry. I'm alive. And I'm going to complete the mission. I'm going to complete this job that God gave me to do. Now, it's sad to say this, but this morning, I'm going to expose the devil, who's the real culprit behind this. You see, there are some people on this headline, and honest to God, in their ignorance, which all stems from Satan, they thought that I was not smart enough to run this ministry. I mean, they thought surely I couldn't be intelligent enough to write all these books and have written all these books and have a relationship with God where I just obey him and he just does all kind of things. And so I realized that even although Jose had been here all these years, the majority of them, he was sick. He was sin sick. He was physically sick. And he was mentally sick. That's a whole lot of sickness. But the enemy had an objective in that sickness. The enemy's objective was to utilize enough familiar spirits through Jose that I would succumb to the devil. Well, Jose wasn't the only person the devil was working through. And you guys know, thank you, Jesus, that the Bible says, for we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, lest he should get an unfair advantage over us. So, for a long time, long time, I've been watching Jose to see when he would get saved, for real. Just watching. Because there's a gift that I've been graced with. I was born with it. And I know that. My mama and my daddy used to tell me, you know what that gift I was born with happened to have been? Patience. Patience. My mother used to tell me when I was little, you know, I could just patiently wait. I didn't cry and carry on. I just had patience. So what happened, Jose was here, and as long as I was watching Jose, I could stay on top of the devil, because I knew the devil was working through Jose. I saw his meanness. I saw his entitlement. I knew when the demons was coming through the walls to get him out there in California. I watched his, he had a bit of homophobia. And I watched, and I went through puzzle after puzzle after puzzle after puzzle. Okay? What was God teaching me? He was teaching me about the nature of man. And so I'm watching Jose. I'm watching how he had no life skills, how he didn't know how to treat people. And then I'm watching other people come in. I watched Bob, who was getting, I was getting a message from God, and he was getting a message from somewhere every day. And I waited on God. I said, God, what's going to take shape with this? Because, see, I learned how to depend on Jesus a long time ago, before there ever was a 2008 spirit go. So last week, I'm going through this, and I get this text from Shannon in Valley. Shannon says, look at this and tell me what you think this is. Now, I didn't tell Shannon what I was going through or anything. I just looked at it. First, I didn't even respond to it. And then the Lord said, see, this is way bigger than you can think or imagine. So I didn't respond to Shannon for a couple of days, maybe one day. And I finally, because like I'm dealing with my ministry and helping them guys in Afghanistan, and I'm dealing with my ministry in the Ukraine. I'm seeing all this crazy stuff happen from Mario Murillo, tent stuff. I get poisoned. Jose gave me that thing with the poison in it. But I know you listen, Jose, I forgive you. Right now, my heart is clean. My heart is pure. Because I don't have nothing against it, against nobody. And I don't even have anything against it, against myself, because school of the Holy Spirit. And you see, I read a long time ago, don't ever let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. And you'll do well. And the other thing is, I think that the people who started trying to play demonic mental games with me, they forgot that the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the revealer of all truth. It's the revealer of all truth. And the Bible says, you see, that the Holy Spirit knows all things and will bring all things to your remembrance. Now, that doesn't mean something you have to have lived before. That means that if there's something in this universe that ever existed, God can give it to you. God can remind you of it. So then, I'm dealing with all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, now I'm going to show you what's really going on. So as you know, I had my son on here, my spiritual son, Arnold, yesterday from the Ukraine. And Arnold says, you know I'm praying for you over here too, from over here. Then I get another call from New Zealand. They say, we praying for you over here. Now, the people that pray for me in New Zealand happen to be Maori people. Maori, indigenous people, you know, where those same whale riders and Polynesians, that those kings and queens that came out of Hawaii, Polynesian islands. So I'm saying, then I get another call, Texas. And they said, you know, Sister Erica, I'm embarrassed. I'm thinking, well, what are they embarrassed about? They said, I had a dream a couple of weeks ago, and then they went on to relate the dream to me. So I called them up. I said, so this was the dream? They said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, it would have been better, certainly, if you would have called me up and told me about the dream. I said, but you didn't. It don't matter. I said, it doesn't matter. Then another person called me up and say, you know, I had this dream. I said, okay, God. And God said, well, you know, Erica, if they had called you up and told you about the dream, you wouldn't have believed it anyway. I said, that's true. I said, but God, I said, there is somebody behind this. He said, yes, it is. He said, you already know the name of the person? I said, yeah, God, I know it's Satan. He said, uh-huh. I said, so we know that there's a person behind it, Satan. He said, but you got to remember, I said, somebody got in Jose's ear because Jose told me, a voice told him. I said, okay, all right. So then God said, I want you to read about David and Absalom. So I read about David and Absalom. He said, now I want you to read about Judas. I read about Judas. He said, now I want you to go back and read Genesis 1 through 26. Chapter 1, verses 26. He said, now I'm going to show you something. He says, it is possible for a Christian or a believer who is not fully delivered to yield to an evil spirit, Erica, when he or she is being oppressed, and then they give that evil spirit a place. He said, there's somebody that's mad with you. He said, as a matter of fact, it's two of them. He said, it's probably more than that too, but so I'm going to point out a couple of them to you. I said, okay. You see, brothers and sisters, I need eight people to write this word right here. Write jealousy. Write jealousy. Eight people. I'm about to teach you something this morning. I say I need eight people to write the word jealousy. Now I want you to write 1, 2, 3. I want you to write spiritual jealousy. Spiritual jealousy. Come on, Eddie, come on. Come on, work with me this morning. You're going to learn something. Spiritual jealousy. You see, the Bible shows us, and scripture bears fact, that a person can yield to God and then turn right around and yield to Satan. Now, Jennifer, find me that scripture that says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Thank you. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coats thereof are coats of fire, which had a most vehement flame. You see, a person can be around you a long time, but you never know the nature of that person until they get really angry. When they get angry, and anger can be brought about upon you by jealousy faster than anything you will ever exist. Where did David say he was wounded at? Anybody know? King David, where did he say he was wounded at? He said he was wounded in the house of a friend. So, write this down. Dual manifestation. Dual manifestation. Dual manifestation. That's what happened with Peter. Remember, Peter wasn't born again yet, because Jesus hadn't gone to the cross to pay for our redemption. So Peter was used by God to bring forth a revelation of the Holy Spirit. And then almost immediately afterwards, Peter yielded to the devil. And that in Matthew chapter 16, verses 20 through 23, dual manifestation. So what happened? All of you all know how Jessica was healed through this ministry. So what began to happen? I began to really trust Jessica too. And you know what? I trusted everybody in this ministry, because I don't have nothing to lose and everything to gain from God. So what happened? You see, I don't have any kind of ambition to want to be a great one. Remember the great one? Who does God call the great one in the Bible? There's a spirit called the great one. And that spirit that God used, that name, was Simon the sorcerer. Look him up. Simon the sorcerer. The great one spirit. Okay, when you have people that have low self-esteem, no self-esteem, low self-worth, and no self-worth, I don't want to talk about anybody without them being able to hear me say it. I can't find, look, where's my phone? When God showed this whole thing to me, I was truly amazed. Because, see, I knew I had to wait on him. I knew I had to wait on him because I knew I could not figure this out. It didn't make sense. It made no, but you see, nothing the devil does makes sense. Jessica, I'm getting ready to talk about you over the chat room, and I want you to hear it. You make sure you're listening, because I don't want you to say I said nothing behind your back. I wouldn't say in front of your face, okay? All right, bye. All right. So, you see, the number one spirit Jose had was a user. But I put myself in a position to be used by God a long time ago. That's my whole purpose, to be used by God. Not man, by God. So I'm watching, I'm looking at Jose. And I'm seeing all this evil stuff become more and more. And I'm saying to God, God, you going to save Jose or what? What you going to do? Because he's really starting to get on my nerves. That's when I realized the devil got real busy. And you see, when I asked Jessica to help me, I didn't have no other objective other than the fact that she was there to help and she was learning at the same time. I thought that was very, very good. Now, I'm the kind of person, my whole objective is to help people. If I cannot help you, you'll never have to worry about Dr. Erica doing anything to harm you. That ain't going to happen. Not because of you, but because of the fact that I fear God. And that as a missionary, I surrendered my life to God to help him. Period. So I'm saying to God, God, wait a minute, wait. What is really going on? So an opportunity came up, and I said, well, you know, God, if Jose could go to California under that tent, I said, he might be able to receive a miracle. Now, you got to understand this. Most of you don't know Jose. Just like most of you don't know me. Because if you had ever really gotten the opportunity to know me, you would know how much I love God and how much I'm dedicated to God. So, Jessica, when we go to Corpus Christi, because God told me to go to Corpus Christi, but listen to this. Jessica did not send me the money to come to Corpus Christi to minister there. Jessica's mother and father sent me that money. As a matter of fact, God told me, he said, go to Jessica's mother and father's house. So when my truck rolled up into Corpus Christi, it rolled up on Waterfall Street, which was Jessica's mother and father's house. Jessica never even invited me to her house because Jessica was scared of her husband. But I'm thinking Jessica was scared of her husband because I had heard all this lies about how bad he was and how this he was and how that he wasn't. So I'm listening. I don't know. I ain't never been to Corpus Christi before. One time I had been to Corpus Christi, and that's when I was stationed at Fort Sam Houston. Was it Fort Sam Houston? Yeah. In San Antonio, Texas. We drove from San Antonio to Corpus Christi and back to the base, back to the Army base in San Antonio. So what happened, brothers and sisters? Jessica underwent an exorcism, and it scared her parents to death, to life, or whatever. Now, we've driven all these miles from South Carolina to Corpus Christi. And God tells me, get out of there. I didn't know that the Gunandero was at the front of Jessica Parent Street and at the back of Jessica Parent Street. I didn't know that as little children, Jessica and her sisters were molested by the Mexican witches across the street from her parents' house that her parents used to babysit them while they both worked and did the best they could for their children. I didn't know. Listen to me carefully. I did not know that Jessica's father's father had committed suicide, driven by Jessica's grandmother. I didn't know none of this stuff. All I knew is that God told me to go to this place, because that's the kind of relationship me and God have. So we get there. Jessica slithering around the floor like a snake, insulting Brother Joe, insulting me. I'm still doing what I have to do, cast out the demons. So then God said, you've done what I asked you to do. Get up and get out of there. I said, I forgot to tell you. Jessica's mama and daddy has sent me $1,000 to make the trip with, not Jessica. Her parents sacrificed. And then while we were there, they tried to feed us, but I wasn't there that long because God wouldn't let me stay that long. Let me tell you something. When you are led by God for real, God ain't going to let nothing happen to you. He will send you in hell. Yes, he will send you in hell. Because he knows that he's already provided a way of escape out of that hell for you. And he already knows you enough to know that you're not going to listen to the devil. Why? Because he's your creator. He's the one that made you. Now, the problem is, most people are not going to be able to withstand the battle that's going to come up against them when they decide to come out of the kingdom of hell. So Jessica was listening to these women, and these women were saying, divorce your husband, get rid of him. So Jessica asked me, she said, do you think, I said, let me tell you something. I said, God is going to save your husband. I said, what makes you think you so much different or so much better than your husband that he will save you and not save your husband? I said, if I was you, I said, I'd cut them women loose. I'd go with God, and I would watch God save not only my husband, but my whole family. At this time, I didn't know Jessica had been involved with the people of the Heaven's Gate cult. You know all them people in San Diego, that all 30-something got into bed. They didn't drink the Kool-Aid, but they whatever they did and put the bag over their head, and they all committed suicide. Jessica had been involved with those people. Jessica, because Jessica had ambition. Me and my family, we're going to make it. We're going to have more. I'm going to have more for my children. I don't care what I have to do to get it. I'm going to be just what these white people tell me to be. These white people tell me I'm a worm. I'm a worm. I said, you're not a worm. Nobody ever made in the image and likeness of God. We have a worm in us that's going to burn in the lake of fire. But you're not a worm. How was I going to go on and know later on? Jessica had been molested by these six, seven, eight, five, I don't know, old Mexican men. And how was I going to know that she had a daughter with her when she was molested? So then I'm hearing all these things about her daughter. Her daughter stammers and stutters. Can't talk right. I know all this is witchcraft. But brothers and sisters, I had never come face to face with this kind of witchcraft. And I have been a missionary in Nicaragua and Salvador and Honduras. So I come up against a lot of witchcraft. And South Florida and all of that, and Belize. So God allows me. Now understand something. Jose was right there with me. Jose wasn't there with me as my sidekick. Jose wasn't there with me. Jose was there with me for one reason, to try to get himself free. Jose ain't never been no ministry partner of mine. Number one, because the only minister partner I've ever had was Joseph Shepherd, my husband, and some other missionaries that are now in heaven praying for me because they went to be with Christ. Jose didn't come to this ministry to teach me nothing. He came here to learn. And every church I sent him to a lot of churches. This wasn't the first time I had sent him to try to get a miracle. Everyone he went to, he always came back. Well, these witches were there and they sat down beside me. And these witches were there and blah, blah, blah. I'm so handsome, all the women are after me, blah, blah, blah. I say, man, the same thing I told Jose he needed when I first met him, it's the same thing I told him when I told him to go sit under that tent. I said, you need Jesus. For 10 years, it began to break down. He began to say, I thought I was my own God. That's because when you're born with a genetic defect like Jose was, you born mad. You born angry. He had the genetic defect. His mama had the genetic defect. And the genetic defect came down his mother's side of the family line. Then the more, the closer you bring people to God, the more you find out how much torment and hell. So, you see, jealousy, again, is as cruel as the grave. But I don't know nothing about jealousy. You know why? Because I never been jealous of nobody, nothing ever in my life. And part of the reason is I was born in a military family. And I was taught in my good Baptist church, get an education, Erica. You can be anything you want to. You can do anything you want to do. Just get an education. My grandmother, my mother, my great-grandmother were all teachers and educators. My dad was a military man. He marched us up and down the house like little soldiers. But he taught us one thing. You're not limited. You're not lack. Just because you've been born black in America don't mean nothing. You need, can you imagine? I'm 6, 7, 8 years old. My parents telling me you got to have a degree. No, 2 degrees, 3 degrees. Other kids going to play, me and my sister and brother going to summer school. That's how I was raised. I didn't know nothing about segregation until I went in the Army. Because, see, being military brats, you have all kind of E-E-O lessons, E-O-I-O-U-O, whatever. But you see, I wasn't raised thinking inferior because I was raised going to Sunday school. And in Sunday school, I learned about Jonah and the whale. In Sunday school, I learned about the stories of God. From my Baptist upbringing, I was raised with moral values, the Ten Commandments. My mama had them. Some of you black folks out there, you know, when your mama had them on the wall, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not. And we had to recite them every day. Along with laying our hand on our heart and reciting the flag. That's right. My dad didn't go to no West Point ROTC. My father received a battlefield commission as a colonel in the United States Army because he knew how to fight. So we were taught, go to school, get an education, and be whatever you want to be. And that's what I believe. Brothers and sisters, Jose was raised, you are genetically inferior, but don't worry about it because you're not inferior because his parents were educated. Yet, that genetic defect was always in front of his eyes. So not only did it make him hate himself, but he hated mankind. And I'm sorry to say, Jessica, that's always been in front of your eyes. It came because it was in front of your parents' eyes. And people that are repressed, I don't care who it is. I saw it. Now, I don't care what you think about President Obama or what you don't think about him. I saw people that only knew how to plow a furrow of earth think that they were smarter than President Obama. And they were just stupid. Because President Obama is an educated man, no matter what you think. And the same thing my mama told me a long time ago. She said, look, once you get an education, once you get that degree or those degrees, it doesn't matter. Nobody can ever take them away from you. They're yours. You earned them. So I forgive you too, Jessica, for thinking you could sit in the background, learn everybody in the ministry, and eventually take over. I forgive. I don't have not really look. The culprit is Satan. When I first met you, Jessica, your family said, we don't trust her because she thinks she's up here. And she thinks that we got to toe the line to come up to where she is. Brothers and sisters, the only person you could study, and be like them is Jesus. And you know what? God could have somebody from another world, another nation, send me a text and say, God told me to tell you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You cannot steal the anointing. Somebody told you, Jessica, oh, Jessica, you should be on TV. Why? You ain't done nothing. It was the power of God that healed you. It don't make you better or worse than anybody else. It just means that you was more scared to die. And you knew God could heal you. But you systematically started trying to build you a foundation on the work that I started. And you and your own mind, you told yourself, Jose knew more than me. Because look, Sister Erica, she's Sister Erica, but Jose is a scientist without being extraordinaire. He just went to school and got some paper. He ain't Elon Musk. You want to see a scientist that's done something? Look at Elon Musk. Tesla. SpaceX or whatever. You want to see a man that never attaches scientists to his name, but he's one of the greatest scientists alive today? Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin. Those men know it is not the content of their mind that makes them what they are. It is the content of their heart. And then you convince people to believe you, Jessica, as you mysteriously steer them. Am I mad with anybody? No. Because, see, God is still unveiling it to me. I haven't finished getting it all yet. But I know when I do, I'll be able to help a lot of other people never go through this path. Why? Because I spent 10 years learning how it worked. I spent 10 years serving God, just following his direction step by step. I watched you, Jessica, know how to set people up to literally hate other people so that you can maneuver yourself in a position of dependency. You see, brothers and sisters, your dependency should be God. And that's my message. That's my teaching. So I'm watching God and I'm watching people, and yet and still, when you thought you had got to the point, it's almost like you think you get to the point where you can read somebody's mind. Wrong motive. Wrong motive. Where you went wrong, Jessica, is you prayed. You, Jeremiah, and Nadia prayed for Nadia's friend who was unconscious or dying or whatever. And God answered the prayer. He might have been dead. I don't know. But you got mad and angry in your heart, Jessica, because nobody blamed you. Nobody gave you the credit. Because ain't nobody see you bring the boy back to life. Ain't nobody. All they know is that you guys prayed, the boy got healed. But it was something in you wanted. You wanted credit for that. You wanted the world to say, Jessica got this great. Nothing, Jessica. Nothing. Nothing. The greatest privilege God gives any one of us is the privilege of leading our family members to Him. And see, the problem is most people never know the backstory because most people are too ashamed or so enamored with themselves that you want people to say, like Jose did, look at me. And so some crazy women came up to Jose. Jose, Jose. They didn't know that that was the thing that was going to cause him to lose his mind and go completely crazy. Because all Jose ever wanted and all Jose ever wants, like my friend Bob, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm the great one. Brothers and sisters, there is a great one. And his name is Jesus. And as God is revealing this whole thing, the only thing I can say is thank you, God. But Jessica, you need to straighten this out. You need to get your heart right for real. And any of the others of you on here, don't you know you ain't doing God no favor? Don't you know God knew you before He formed you in your mother's womb? Don't you know that? Don't you know that today I would be March the 20th, 2022 at 7 a.m. talking about this? Don't you know everything I've ever done through this ministry has been done because of the fact that I love God, and God told me, you got to love me and love people, Erica? The deceiver struck, but he was always there. He was always there. He ain't go nowhere. In all of my journeys, in all of my searches, you know what I've just been living to see? The power of God overcome the power of Satan. Because except the power of God overcome the power of Satan, we are lost. And some of us ain't going to be found until we come to the knowledge of the truth. There's still some of that Heaven's Gate cult crap in you, Jessica. This girl, this lady, preacher, she said, when God is getting ready to bless you, he exposes all your enemies and he moves them aside. When God is getting ready to bless you, he ain't going to bless your enemies. He's going to expose them, tear them up, bust them up, move them out the way. You see, Jessica, God don't answer psychic prayers. He'll make you think he's answering them, but God is patient. God is patient because God doesn't want one person to be lost. But the devil tries to build up kingdoms in people's hearts to make people hate people. So I'm using this as an example this morning. I'm using this to show you it ain't too late. I know people who take my writings and use them in their ministry quick. And then they wonder why they work. They work because they're not me. It's called manna from heaven. You see, a friend is a person who knows who and what you are. And they make a decision that they're going to love you anyway. They make a decision that they're going to do it God's way, unconditionally. You ain't got to do nothing for them. You ain't got to lie to them. And especially don't lie on them. You cannot steal anything from God. Please understand that. Please understand that. God could pick me up, throw me in the middle of a jungle, a desert. And I have no doubt I'd be established in 3 days. Because I know him like that. I know him like that. All this is about is God healing you. It's about God healing you. Because you know what? I know him as a healer. Some of you thought, like so many others, God is not evil. God is not resentful. God is not bitter. And God is not going to allow you to destroy your child, which is his child, which he's only given you temporary custody over. That's right, I said it. It don't work like that. I'm here to tell you something. Good morning this morning. I'm here. I'm alive and well on March the 20th, 2022. I'm not deceived, haven't been deceived, but I learned it's a song by Lee Williams, one of them old quartet songs. I learn how to lean and trust upon Jesus for real. And so what, you know what? That's why I like that song. This is what freedom feels like. I'm free for real. I was free when I met you. I was so free when I met you that I wanted you to be free too. And whatever in the world would make you think, other than Satan, that you could steal something from God or that you could take something from God? God is trying to get his best to you. Stop being stupid. Stop being stupid. Because brothers and sisters, when you met me, you met somebody that is sold out in their heart with the belief that God fights for me. And I want him to fight for you too. But he only fights for you in the truth. I love you in Jesus' name. I see some of you tomorrow. Some of you will, this will be your last day on this program. That's all right. You ain't going to make it through thievery, I can tell you that. But you will make it. Repent and do your first works over. I want you to understand something. And even when you die, I want you to understand something. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, and he always will be. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord, not man. That's why I taught you. Put not your trust in the arm of flesh.